we return to Madison Avenue and the fierce urgency of now.
Anita is blowing the schedule, Deirdre, not Kyle. I'm not siding with him. I don't care. Just buy us a couple of days. Oh, it's a print package, Deirdre. It takes longer to produce. You know that. Now get us the time to do it properly, or you'll be mailing 1 million packages full of blips, blurps, and kitschy boobers, and it'll be your ass on the line. Trust me, Deirdre. I don't like that little weasel any more than you do, but for some reason, Scalo does. He made me keep him after Alan was canned. The e-blast? Well, I'm seeing the revisions at 3, and you'll get it tonight. Yes, Deirdre, you've made Anita's color preferences quite clear. I know you're meeting with her tomorrow. I just told you, you'll have the e-blast tonight. Fucking bitch!
You bellowed?
Neil! Where the hell do you get off telling Kyle he's doing those more TV spots?
Where the hell do you get off putting Kyle on my account?
That's my job. And I had no choice. It's coming directly from Scalo himself.
Bullshit. But as long as Kyle is on the account, he's doing the spots. And that's coming directly from Scalo himself.
Bullshit. Why is it so important to you that Kyle does these spots, hmm? Having second thoughts about dumping the little Fagala?
My personal affairs are none of your business.
I wonder what Scala would think if he knew his son-in-law fools around with other guys on his payroll.
Ooh, let's ask him, shall we? And while we're at it, let's see just how much he knows about you and that breathe-easy client you were sleeping with.
Fine. Kyle can do the spots, but I'm going to write them.
Fine. I'll brief you both after the holidays.
Fine.
A little advice. Never forget. I know a lot more than you ever will. And always remember, you wouldn't even have gotten your job here if it weren't for me.
I wouldn't be divorced if it weren't for you.
Wanna bet? Your ex was a little Fagala long before he met me, sweetie.
Get the hell out of here. I have work to do.
As long as we understand each other. Have a nice day, Kate.
Goddamn asshole thinks he can bluff. Meryl, let's get the hell out of here. Yeah, sure, we can go to Bloomingdale's too. I just need to be back by 3 to review that Citibank shit. Meet me in the lobby.
So when the target gets the yeah.
E-blast.
The subject line says, Citibank has news which may be of absolutely no interest to you. That'll get him to open the yeah.
E-blast.
And then we hit him with the hard sell. Happy holidays to, insert name here, our gift to you. Use your Citibank preferred Visa for all your last minute gift giving now through January 15th. And you'll pay no interest on your purchases for 6 months. And the gaga goo goo
body copy
will be blah, blah, blah.
That's self-explanatory.
Until we close with. And don't forget to click on the links below to get your 50% discount on all purchases over $500. Then all the cock-a-poo-poo.
Legal copy.
And the Citibank tagline.
What do you think, Anita?
News which may be of absolutely no interest to you? You're gonna confuse him with that Cleverwood shit. Just tell him flat out we're offering 0% interest. And I done told you, I don't want to see no yella. I hate yella. Awful color yella. No yella ever.
We're trying to embrace all the holidays, Anita, and yellow signifies
that... This is Deirdre Goldfarb speaking. Anita very clearly has stated she does not like yellow. She has very clearly stated this many, many times.
Damn right I have. Change that background, Kevin.
Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle, Kevin, I don't care. Make it white, plain white. I like white.
This is Deirdre Goldfarb speaking again. Kate, I am sorry, but this will have to be fixed tonight if we want this to blast tomorrow.
And Kevin, put in some blue. Remember the Jews. And that writing, I don't like the way it looks. Change it.
This is Deirdre Goldfarb speaking. I believe Anita means she does not like the font you are using, Kyle.
Yeah, font, whatever.
That's the official Citibank typeface, Anita. Legally, we're required to use it.
Fuck legal! I'm Anita. I don't like it. Change it. Use something jazzy.
Whatever you say, Anita.
This is Deirdre Goldfarb speaking. I shall come by your office when I get back. I shall be back by 7 o'clock. I am signing off now. Anita, I am so sorry. I do not know why those losers in creative can't out ever seem to get it right.
Yes, dear. Those losers in creative hear you loud and clear.
Oh, shoot. Is this thing still on?
Crap. I am not going to miss that party because Goldfarb fucked up.
Deirdre never ever told us Anita hates Yella.
Fuck her. Sorry, Dodo. I'm gonna rewrite this on my way to the airport.
Be my guest, darling.
Kyle, I'll email the new copy to you. Bring a laptop and fix it on the train. Remember to use something jazzy. Ugh. I just wish I could see that cunt's face when she shows up at 7 o'clock and nobody is here. Ha! I love me! Now let's get the hell out of here. I gotta pick up my kid from school before going to the airport. If I leave it to my dumbass ex and his husband, she'll be sitting there waiting till New Year's. See you in DC.
Should I be worried?
Why?
Well, she's rewriting my copy. Again. And she's writing those TV spots for Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, that sucketh. I wish we were writing them together.
I've got nothing to do now.
Enjoy it.
You don't understand, Kyle Bird. I think she's figured out how old I am.
She can't fire you because of that. You could sue.
They always find ways. Especially when...
Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be fine. Just fine. Now go to your party.
You're sure? I can skip it if you want me to stay.
Kyle Bird, when a client requests your presence, you get your gaga goo goo to the cock-a-poo-poo party. Now go, I'll be fine. Kyle?
Yeah?
What are you doing for Christmas?
Nothing special, probably just sleep late, go to the movies, order a pizza.
How about I throw an emergency dinner party? I make a mean beef Wellington.
I'll bring the booze. What goes better with that? Scotch? Vodka? Gin?
Red wine.
Oh, okay.
And scotch.
You're on. See you when I get back.
Kyle Bird.
Yeah.
I don't like women who use the C word. It's bad enough when men say it. But you can never trust a woman who uses it.
Duly noted. Just use darling instead, right?
Oh, get out of here.
Merry Christmas, Auntie Mame. You should have told me that movie is in color.
Sit back, relax, and we'll have you in DC in approximately 45 minutes.
I feel bad about playing Kyle that way the other day.
You have those Marriott files now, right?
Yeah, but...
It's good work. Angela's out for the next 2 weeks. What's the problem?
It could have waited for her to get back.
He doesn't need to know that.
I guess. He's getting full credit, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure, why not? You miss working with him?
Sometimes.
I'm getting tired of his diva trips.
He gets frustrated. It hasn't been easy for him, you know.
Are you kidding me? You know how many people would have killed to have been given the opportunities he's had simply because Marianne Gordon raised him?
Yeah, Kate. He's lucky his parents were killed in the terrorist attack.
That's not what I mean. But doesn't it bother you that we've had to work our asses off to get where we are, and both he and Neil are entitled whiny jerks who've had everything handed to them their entire lives just because of who they're related
to? That's not entirely true, Kate.
Oh, please. Neither one of them would be where they are if they hadn't called in favors from their relatives.
Come on, Kate. We all use our connections. Kyle's worked very hard. He's always worked very hard. And I will admit, he can be an exhausting pain in the ass, but that's part of his charm.
You can do me a big favor, then.
Keep Dodo on Citibank.
I need senior creatives with financial experience on that account.
Dodo is senior.
She's a little too senior, and the client hates her work.
I told you, I'm leaving if I have to work on Citibank again, and I mean it.
Just give me some time. Promise you won't start looking until I can figure out a way to get rid of... to bring in some fresh blood.
3 months. After that, I'm not promising anything.
What if I add a V and a P to your title?
That would help.
Merry Christmas. You're lucky I like you.
I pity anyone you don't.
Okay, folks, we've begun our initial descent into Washington's Reagan Airport. There's some big winds blowing in the D.C. area, and it's going to get a little bumpy on the approach, so we've gone ahead and turned on the fasten seatbelt signs. Flight crew, prepare for landing.
Woohoo! This is the fun part!
At least we'll be working together again, Kyle. I miss us.
Really?
Well, why wouldn't I? Look, I think it's time we start looking for another job. Are you with me?
Maybe.
Come on. Do you want us to get stuck on Citibank again?
No, but I do want those TV spots for more.
Oh, for crap's sake. Do you really think Kate is going to let you do them?
She fought for me to do them.
Are you really that dense? She's gunning for you.
She can't fire me without a really, really good reason. You know that.
Yes, but with your temper, it won't be long until you hand her one on a screaming silver platter.
Duly noted.
It's all war games for her. And the one with the biggest body count is the winner.
Shh, she's coming over. OMG, she's smashed.
Oh.
There you are!
So, I'm going to Comac to spend Christmas with the Drainers. Want to join me?
Christmas on Long Island with your parents. I love you, Meryl, but no thanks.
Oh, go on, Kyle. It'll be fun. I mean, what else have you got to do?
I'm going to Dodo's for an emergency dinner party.
Oh, that ought to be lovely. I'm glad you won't be completely alone.
No, I won't be alone, but thanks for your concern.
Oh, crap. It's Goldfarb. Yes, Deirdre? No shit. I told you legal wouldn't approve that font change. Okay, Deirdre, calm down. Kyle will change it all back and send you the file tonight. Citibank's lawyers just said, we're legal, fuck Anita. Kyle, honey, sorry to end your party early, but you're gonna have to change it all back now.
Hold on, Kate.
Kyle, count to 10.
Don't get all pissy on me. Just go change it. You can come back if we're still here by the time you get it all done.
Click, send, whoosh, done. Hey, Goldfarb, I just sent it to you. Yes, it's exactly the same white background, red, green, and blue highlights, but with the Citibank approved fonts. Yes, go home, Goldfarb. I did 2 versions, Kate, because I knew this would happen.
Oh, smart. Score 1 for you.
Good save.
Some party, huh? I mean, I know times are hard, but a cash bar. At least we're all lucky to have a job, right? No, oh, what the hell? It's Christmas. I'm in a generous mood. Who wants another? I'm buying.
No, thanks. I think I need to keep my wits about me.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a drunk on an early morning train.
Unless you're the drunk on an early morning plane.
Careful, Kyle.
What, Goldfarb? Excuse me, it's 10. It's Christmas Eve, and I have a date. I told you I was leaving at 9 and you sat on those files all day. No, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'll be in extra early on Monday and I'll release them by 10. It's always urgent with you, Goldfarb. Merry Christmas, see you Monday, fuck you and your Mushu.
Hey, kiddo.
Neil, what the hell are you doing here?
I saw you on Scruff, 0 feet away. Have dinner with me?
I'm not your boy toy anymore, remember?
It's just dinner.
It's 10, I've had dinner.
Dessert then?
Sorry, Neil, I set up a date with this guy on Nude Dude.
Kyle!
What, I'm horny.
Blow him off.
That's the plan.
Come on, have a drink at least.
That's okay.
Are you sure? It's Christmas Eve. No one should be alone on Christmas Eve.
No thanks, Neil.
Not even a quick one. Scotch, I mean.
It's Kate. Neil, don't.
He's busy, Kate.
Give me that. Hey, Kate, sorry about that. Neil. No, I just ran into him. Now, wait a minute, Kate. You said I wouldn't have to work on Christmas. Oh, for Christ's sake, Kate. There's nothing even remotely urgent about this. I am not going into the office tomorrow or Sunday. I'll be in early Monday morning.
I'll take care of this. Kate, from one VP to another, fuck off. Here you go, Kyle. Problem solved.
You shouldn't have done that.
There's a lot of things I shouldn't do. You know, Kyle, this new project for Moore is huge. I don't know how anyone would be able to handle it and Citibank too. Unless, of course, someone gets someone else off. The Citibank account, I mean. I miss you, kiddo.
I have to meet my date.
Kyle, wait. Wouldn't you rather work with Dodo on those TV spots? I can arrange for you to do that too, you know.
I'm having dinner with her tomorrow.
Let's see how tonight goes.
And you'll talk to Scalo?
I'll talk to Scalo.
And there I am, up in the air for my first solo flight, and I'm lost. You'd think it's a simple thing to go from Chicago to Kankakee, right? But it's all goddamn cornfields. Then I see a farmer on his tractor plowing a narrow strip between two fields.
Oh my God, you didn't.
Oh, not much I didn't. Broke every law in the book. But I land that sucker without damaging any corn, well, I think. Anyway, that farmer isn't too happy, let me tell you. I see him coming toward me with this look on his face, telling me I'm in deep cock-a-poo-poo and I have to think fast. So I get out of the plane, put a big smile on my face and say, "Hi, I'm Amelia Earhart. Anyone miss me?"
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Anyway, he's so taken aback, he starts laughing. Oh, this big, hearty, toothless laugh. I tell him I'm lost and desperate to get to Kankakee. He points me in the right direction. I get back on the plane, take off, and an hour later, I'm in Kankakee.
Great story, but it doesn't exactly make me feel all that comfortable about going up in a plane with you.
We won't be flying over cornfields, Kyle Bird.
I said I'll think about it.
Kyle, don't you think it's time you stop pretending?
What?
Well, you really don't like advertising, do you?
It's okay. It's what I know. I mean, if Aunt Marianne had been a dentist, I'd probably be filling teeth right now.
So you didn't follow your dream then, did you?
I don't think I ever had any dreams. Nightmares, yes. Dreams? I'm not so sure.
You have dreams, Kyle Bird. We all do. You wanted to fly planes when you were little, didn't you?
It's late. I have to go.
I saw the look on your face that day you asked me if I was still a pilot. I saw the look on that adorable little boy's face in the photo. I see the look on your face now. They're all the same.
Yes. I wanted to fly planes. But that was a long time ago before...
Before Lockerbie.
Yes.
Do you hear that?
What?
That knocking sound?
No.
Really, I do. It's getting louder and louder.
Are you having a stroke? Do you smell toast?
No, Kyle! Knock, knock, knock! Don't you hear it?
I'm calling 911.
It's the sound of your dreams beating against your heart, like a bird batting its wings against a cage.
Oh, God.
You can pretend you've forgotten about them. You can convince yourself you're doing what you want, even that you're happy. But those dreams never die, and every now and then they fight to be heard. Knock, knock, knock!
Shut up.
Oh, you can ignore them all you like, but they just come back stronger. I know. I listened, and I've lived a hell of a life. I will go to my grave, maybe a bit earlier than I'd intended, but knowing I've lived exactly the way I've wanted.
You're not going to your grave anytime soon, Dodo. 70's the new 58, remember?
I had leukemia 5 years ago. It went into remission. It's back.
Well, caca poo poo.
Don't ignore your dreams, Kyle Bird. They want you to soar.
Dodo, the next time you go flying, take me with you.
What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
What are you doing?
This is Vivian Tong for All Out Arts, and you have been listening to Doug DeVita's The Fierce Urgency of Now. We'll be back in 1 minute with more, right after this.
Doug, you brought all kinds of things to the festival, and I have to say you've won at least once every award we give. And last week when the board was discussing the next awards committee, we joked about banning you from future awards. And Vivian overheard this and she said, no, you guys should give out a Doug DeVita Award for excellence.
Oh, good.
And all right, we laughed about that, but your work is so polished, you've totally outgrown us, yet you keep bringing us wonderful things. Why? In a nutshell, why?
Well, first of all, every experience I've had with Fresh Fruit has been a joy from beginning to end. You all seem to like my work, and you've created a very warm, accepting, family-like environment, so why wouldn't I want to work with you? It's, you know, you've become like my artistic home.
Wow. Okay, that's certainly succinct and beautifully put.
It's true. Well, thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, bye-bye.
Please go to our website to download today's broadcast program, and while you're there, make any donation you can to our survival fund. Guarantee that our mission, fighting prejudice through the arts, continues. Thank you.